We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Zayin, Paragraph Tesvov. V'alkein bePesach she'oz nizgal oyer ho'emes biatzmoi, shehu lemalo mimadrega samoichin, koidim shekiblu levushe hamoichin shem ho'etzes hakdoshos. Rav Nosson says, therefore, on Pesach, when the Jews received the light of truth itself, a very bright light, which is above the level of moichin, above the level of standard seichel, koidim shekib, before they received the usual package of moichin, which is advice, which is etzos, like the Torah, v'alkein oz chiyuv lishtos yayin arba koisis. This is why on Pesach we have the obligation to drink those four cups of wine. Ki achshav al yidei hayayin daiko nisroimeim hamoichin, because what happened a few thousand years ago, where Hashem gave them that blast of high light, we get that every single year on the night of Pesach. When we drink those four cups of wine, our brain is elevated, our mind is elevated, umekablin oyer ho'emes biatzmoy, and we receive that same light, that very bright light of emes, shaydeze nishlemes ho'emuna b'chol arba b'chinoisov, which is what helps to complete the emuna in all four areas that we discussed. Emuna, Eretz Yisrael, miracles, and tefillah. Shehim b'chinas arba koisis kana, which correspond to the four cups of wine. Ki achshav onu zoichin lekabel oyer hoemes shu oyer hamoichin biatzmon lemala mimadregas klei hamoichin shelano. Because again, now on Pesach, we're zoicha to receive that light of truth, which is a light of seichel that's above our clay moichan, above where our brain is holding right now. Vashem Yisborach choym el olenu. Hashem takes pity on us. V'noisen lanu koyach lekabel ho'ora hazois b'gdusha. And he gives us the ability to be able to handle, to be able to receive this incredible bright light in holiness. Shayidei zeh ikra ha'geula kanal. And this is what brings about the geula, the redemption. Whenever we talk about geula, redemption, we're talking about a very high level of light. I mentioned this in the past, but maybe you'll mention it just related to this. I once heard from my rabbi, from Rav Rosenfeld, Zecharin of Rocha, that the Arizal of the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word goal, which means to redeem, the root of the word redemption, in the form of At Bash, in the code of At Bash, where you exchange a letter from the beginning of the Aleph Beis with a letter from the end. Second from the beginning, second from the end. Third from the end. The word Goal makes up the letters Keser. Exactly. Keser, which is the crown of Hashem, which is the highest, highest level light. So that whenever we want to bring about a Geula, we have to draw a light from a very high place. In our context here, Rab Nosson Zal is quoting the Arizal, and he's quoting Rabbeinu Zal, and he's quoting the different terminology that they're using. Rabbeinu Zal uses the term Oyer Ho'emes, you know, a certain very high-level light of truth. The Arizal used a term Moichin de Gatlus, Rishon She, you know, and Rab Nosson Zal is showing that it's all the same. It's different way, you know, it's different phrases, different terminology to refer to the same concept. That when a person's in an exile, when a person's in a deep ditch and you have to rescue him, when you're on a rescue mission, you're not playing by the regular rules. You're not going through regular elementary school, high school, that kind of stuff. You're parachuting in, you're dealing with paratroopers and laser beams and all kinds of, you know, different situation completely. V'alkein tzrichin daiko lishtos yayin, shehu bechinas haromas hamoyach lemala memadregos sekanal. And Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes, and this is why we're drinking specifically wine, because wine has the ability to take a person's consciousness above its norm. Person has a certain level of consciousness, they drink wine the right way, that same person's brain, which was at 100 before, now is at 180, or 200, or 300. Ube'elu hu arba koisis shel yayin, shem b'chinas emuna, Onu meramzim tikun ho arba tzitzis. And with these four cups of wine, which we said are related to the topic of emuna, the four divisions, four sections of emuna, that also corresponds to the tikun of the four tzitzis. She'al yodom ikar tikun emuna kanal, which as we learned earlier, through the tzitzis also, we get to this tikun ho emuna. Ki arba koisois keneged arba tzitzis, shein b'chinas einayim, b'chinas ben poiros aleoyim. Because the four cups of wine that we drink at the Seder also correspond to the four tzitzis, which are related to the eyes. As Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk about Yosef HaTzadik, ben poiros aleoyim. That's the bracha that he was given, that he has very good eyes. And again, Yosef represents Tikkun HaBris, Shmiras Seinayim, purity of the eyes. Ki Yayin Bechinas Ayin. Because Rav Nosal says we know that wine is associated with the eyes. Kemoy Shekosu, as the Pasuk says, Chachlili Einayim Miyoyin. The Pasuk in the Brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave to his sons. We see it associates the eyes being affected by wine. We know that the word yayin, yud yud nun, is bigimatria ayin, 70, which is the number ayin, the letter ayin. Uboze mesaknim pegam shel noyach sheshosam an ayayim. And by us drinking these four cups of wine, we're correcting the pegam of noyach, who drank wine. As the pasuk says in this week's parsha, Vayishkor, he got drunk, Vayizgal besoich oholoi, and he was uncovered in his tent. That was a concept of Pegam HaBris, that Noach was uncovered, if you remember. Shetikunoi hoyo alidei b'chinas tzitzis, kemavur atoiranal. And we know that the tikun of that came about through tzitzis, as Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likut Imran, al posik, regarding the posik that it says again, right after that, Vayikach shem voyefes es hasimlo. His two sons, Shem and Yefes, took a garment, and they covered him. The Zohar HaKadosh says, what garment? Do tzitzis. The Zohar HaKadosh says, it refers to tzitzis. Tzitzis is the antidote to Pegam HaBris. There's a few stories like this throughout the Torah. There's a famous story in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that there was a certain person who went to commit a sin with a certain woman, and he got undressed, and in his process of getting undressed, a wind blew his tzitzis in his face, and that's what caught him, and that's what stopped him from committing that sin. There are many, many times that there's an association. When we put on, in the Kriya Shema, we say, V'loy sasuru acharei lav. In the Parsha of Tzitzis, we say, V'loy sasuru acharei lavavchem v'acharei einechem. Don't allow yourselves to follow your eyes, you know, in a wrong direction, chas v'shalom. Valyidei ze, and by covering Noach with the tzitzis, ve'erva savihem loiro, it says, and they did not see the shame of their father uncovered. Bechinas tikkun HaBris, that's the concept of tikkun HaBris, hepech chom, which was the opposite of chom, who was the one who uncovered him, or desecrated him, as the Torah says over there. Nimtzo shalyidei hasimlo, bechinas tzitzis, Tiknu pegam hayayin vashichrus shel noyach. Shehu biatzmoi bechinas pegam achet shel odom arisha. So we see that through the garment, which represents tzitzis, they corrected the pegam of noyach, which was his becoming drunk, his drinking wine in a wrong kind of way, which led to pegam abris, which stemmed from, which was related to the pegam of the chet of odom arishain. Noach's pegam is tied into the pegam of Adam Rishon, bechinas hanochosh hishiani. As the pasuk says there, the snake, you know, advised me. Ki Noach, now, as is brought in the Tikkunei Zohar and in other svarim, that there is a connection between Noach and Adam Rishon. Ki Noach sovar shekvar yochoy lishtois hayayin bigdusha, leroimeim hamoyach lemalo mikelov bigdusha. Noach thought that he had the ability to correct the pigam of Odom Arishain. One of the opinions regarding the Eitz Hadas is that it was grapes. It says she squeezed grapes, Chava squeezed grapes and gave it to him. So Noach's act of planting a vineyard and wanting to drink this wine was he thought that he had the ability, he was on the level, to be able to drink the wine, Bikdusha, and he would correct the pigam of Odom Arishain. he was mistaken, unfortunately. Aval be'emes oz adayin loynis takin chetoy. But unfortunately, the truth is that at that time the pigam of the rishon was not corrected yet. V'loy zocha. And as the Gemara says, when a person is not worthy, then the wine causes destruction. Not only doesn't it fix, it destroys. V'al kein bo lidei pigam al yidei zeh. That's why Noach HaTzadik messed up with the wine. And again, this is part of the tikkun that we're doing on the Leil HaSeder. Our drinking of those four cups of wine corresponds to the four tzitzis, which represent a tikkun for the eyes, a tikkun for Pigam HaBris. V'ikra tikkun al yidei tzitzis, shehem kiyum kol ha-toira. And the main tikkun is through tzitzis, which represents, symbolizes fulfilling the entire Torah. The Gemara says, you'll look at your tzitzis, or isem oisen, you'll remember the entire Torah, right? Because the word tzitzis is bigematria 600. The eight strings, the five double knots, is 613. A person who wears tzitzis, it's like he's fulfilling the whole Torah. Shal yodom zeichen lekabel taryagitin doiraisa. Through performing the mitzvah tzitzis properly, a person is attaching himself and able to receive the 613 advices of the Torah. Ulevatel atzas hanochash kanal. And to do away with the advice of the snake. Veze zoichen b'shavuos kanal. When are we zoiche to receive the taryag mitzvos daritin on Shavuos? Aval achshav b'pesach, ein zoichen adayin lo'or atzitzis ol taryagitin. Now on Pesach, we're not yet ready to receive the light of the tzitzis, and these 613 etzos. However, despite that, Hashem, with his great kindness, shined down upon us a light that's above our level, above our moichin, and gave us the ability to receive that, to handle that, kedei lehigoel, in order to be able to be taken out of Egypt, in order to be redeemed. V'alkein achshav choyvo leinu lishtois yayin dafka arba koisis, and this is why it's an obligation to drink wine, and specifically four cups, ki daik dafka al yidei ayayin mesaknin hapigam shel noyach shu b'chines chet odom rishon. Because by our drinking these four cups of wine, we correct the pigam of noyach, which is associated with the Chet Odom Arishon. Ki achshav zman hageula, because Pesach is a time of redemption. Bechinas Tikkun HaBris. Redemption is associated with Tikkun HaBris. Ki b'schus avoseinu, shem bechinas shmiras HaBris, u b'schus Yosef HaTzadik, she'omad ben Yisoyen v'shomras HaBris, yigolenu. Because it's with the schus of our forefathers, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, who was shomrei HaBris, and especially Yosef HaTzadik, that we were zocher to be taken out of, to be redeemed. There's a pasuk, Uvo letzioin goyel, uleshove fesha b'yakov num Hashem, vanizois brisi. That the bris is what will bring about Uvo letzioin goyel, you know, the gula. And since Pesach is a time of Geula, a time of Tikkun HaBris, that's why we have the ability to drink wine in holiness. And that's what affects the Tikkun. And it's that drinking of wine that expands our consciousness and gives us the ability to receive that super bright light of Emes. Shaydeze nishlam ho emuna, which brings a shleimus to the emuna, shehi bechinas arba koisa shal ha-geula kanal, which we said is related to the four cups of the geula, the emuna, the Eretz Yisrael, the miracles, and the tefillah. Remember, ki ha-geula al yidei emuna kanal, because as we mentioned earlier, that one of the main things that needs to be corrected in order to bring about geula is emuna, and we said emuna is in four areas: basic emuna, tefillah, miracles, Eretz Yisrael. Those four areas were misaken through those four cups of wine.